Welcome to the Business Buffet, your go-to for healthy business nutrition. We offer generous portions of marketing management and strategy tips designed for your success. Pull up a chair and let's savor the taste of business together. Spicing up your podcast, filters and luffs demystified. Welcome back, intrepid entrepreneurs and DIY audio aficionados. Last time, we tackled the essentials of setting up your home studio without having to sell a kidney. Today, we're diving into the mesmerizing world of audio filters and luffs, the unsung heroes of the podcasting universe. Buckle up, it's going to be a geeky ride, but I promise to keep the techno babble to a minimum. After all, we're business owners, not robots. Audio filters, the spice rack of sound. Imagine cooking a gourmet meal, your podcast, without spices, audio filters. Sure, the meal might fill you up, but will it win you any Michelin stars? Doubtful. Audio filters are the spices that turn your bland audio meal into a sonic feast for the ears. First off, there's the high-pass filter, which, despite its name, doesn't have anything to do with passing high school. It helps eliminate those pesky low-frequency noises like the rumbling of a truck passing by your home studio, also known as your closet. Then we've got the low-pass filter, which is great for softening that hiss sound that sometimes creeps in if you're recording in less than ideal conditions. It's like the sound version of Photoshop's blur tool, smoothing out the wrinkles in your audio. Using these filters wisely can turn your podcast from a meh to a wow. But remember, moderation is key. Overdo it, and your podcast will sound like it's being broadcast from another dimension. Luffs, the secret sauce of loudness. Now let's talk about luffs, loudness units relative to full scale. If that sounds like rocket science, don't panic. Think of luffs as the thermostat for your audio. Just as you wouldn't want your house too hot or too cold, you don't want your podcast too loud or too quiet. The sweet spot for podcast loudness is usually around minus 16 to minus 20 luffs. This range ensures your listeners won't have to keep adjusting their volume, whether they're in a quiet room or next to a jackhammer. It's all about giving your audience a comfortable listening experience, much like ensuring the air conditioning isn't set to Arctic tundra during a summer party. Adjusting to the right luffs might sound daunting, but fear not. Most audio editing software today comes with tools or plugins that can analyze and adjust your podcast's loudness with just a few clicks. It's like having a tiny sound engineer living in your computer, minus the coffee addiction. Wrapping it up. So there you have it, folks. Diving into audio filters and luffs isn't just for the audio nerds. With a bit of practice, you'll be seasoning your audio gourmet meal and setting the perfect loudness thermostat like a pro. Remember, the goal is to make your podcast not only palatable, but downright delicious to the ears. Next time, we'll explore the art of captivating your audience with storytelling techniques that even Spielberg would envy. Until then, keep experimenting with those filters and luffs levels. Who knows? Your podcast might just become the next big thing, with listeners tuning in from kitchens, gyms, and maybe even other dimensions. Keep on podcasting. And remember, in the world of audio, you're not just a small business owner. You are a sound wizard. Thank you for tuning in and sharing these episodes. The Business Buffet is dedicated to helping you feast on today's difficult business challenges. Do you have a specific challenge you'd like us to address? Email info@zenithexhibits.com and we'll publish content specifically focused on aiding you and your challenge. Please click subscribe and stay up to date with new business ideas. Until next time, eat hearty in business.